Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's shishuska time, everybody. Everybody loves a good shishuska. Shishuska's for breakfast. Shishuska. Do you know what shishuska
no
is?
No idea. Didn't know then.
Shishuska is when you take a babushka and you cook it in tomatoes. A Russian babushka.
What's a babushka? I don't even know what a babushka is.
A Russian, like a grandmother. I'm making fun of the fact that they call them, kept saying, I love these shishuskas. It's shakshuka. Everyone called them, Rachel called them that.
I'm so basic, I didn't know.
I know. I had a feeling. Shakshuka. It's either like, sometimes it's Moroccan, but it's eggs cooked in. But y'all,
oh,
I was like, did Heather say that wrong or did Rachel? And I looked on the board. No, Rachel spelled it shishuskas. Shishuskas. Also, when you, it's the, if you want to call your shoes something vaguely Russian, shishuskas. But it is it's shakshuka. It is, you can get them at Trader Joe's. They're really good. You can buy shishuka kits and then put the two eggs in them. They're so good. I highly recommend them. But they are shakshuka, shakshukas.
Riveting.
I'm sure the internet, like 3% of the population who watched this was very upset by it, and I was one of those.
I'm sure.
Shishuska's for everybody, y'all.
Wow.
This is below deck. Below dick.
This is why y'all come here. This is why
it's
you're
not.
Here.
I just have little things that set me off. And even the guests were like, these shishuska's are delicious.
Shishuska. Shishuska. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. My name is Matt Marr. And this queen who cares about shishuska is Jake Anthony, a.k.a.
Shakshuka.
Poodle.
Shakshuka.
Poodle, we are, what is it? Are we one, I can't count, 1 week away from our live show?
A 2 weeks. And a half?
Oh, God.
2 weeks. Oh, God. 2 weeks Sunday. 2 weeks from Sunday, about 12 days out.
I'm starting to have dreams.
Well, you're the one who left for your father's cancer. So I don't know if the show's going to be a disaster or not. I just know that I've been pulling my weight. So I'm going to say that at the live show. I did what I could. I did everything that was expected of me. I'm going to say it at the beginning of the show.
As you should. By the way, if y'all are, we sent a message to our patrons, but if you haven't listened yet, we aren't going to be able to do a classless episode this week because of my dad's cancers and things got kind of hung up down here in Houston. So the intimate portrait this week of both episodes of 90 Day are for everyone on the Patreon.
Yay!
So there you go. Yes. So that's kind of our gift to you.
Intimate portrait.
That's where, if you don't know what the intimate portrait
Halle Berry.
Is, Halle Berry.
I missed Lifetime Intimate Portrait.
They brought back Behind the Music, but they should do Intimate
Portrait. Intimate Portrait, Sybil Shepherd.
I loved Linda Carter's. Oh, it was great.
intimate portrait, Holly Hunter.
Intimate portrait, Meryl Hemingway.
Who?
What's her name? Meryl Hemingway? No, I'm thinking of
Mariel Hemingway.
Yes.
Mariel.
Yes, Mariel.
Mariel.
Mariel. So, y'all, yes. The live show's coming up.
Ernest Hemingway's great-granddaughter? Great-granddaughter?
Hope she didn't have the same mental issues.
No, she has.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks. That sucks.
I don't know why I'm laughing about it. It's just like, that sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think she's sitting in a room with a gun, but...
I see my father and how stubborn he is, and I went, oh, fuck, that's going to be me.
She does have a fondness for Key West, the Florida Keys.
Let's move on. So this just got real.
It just got weird. You didn't know you were going to be Ernest Hemingway jokes.
You didn't know you were going to get that today. And you never know what you're going to get for the live show, y'all. We're planning a lot of stuff. It's going to be very exciting. We're excited to see the
intimate portrait. It was our first Clarence Carter reference, and people have been telling us that they hope it's not the last.
It's true. We have Clarence Carter. We have also a meme that Poodle created that's trending on not really Twitter, more like on Yahoo search engines in Turkey. But anyway, our meme is on TikTok.
It's so trending.
Be sure to follow us on TikTok.
Hundreds of views.
Our Steven meme from, yes.
Steven.
312 the last time I checked.
Y'all follow us on TikTok. That meme is TikTok exclusive, at least for like a couple more days. And then we'll put it on the rest of the shit.
So I think that's it, Poodle. Anything else we need to tell the peeps?
Bicurious episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City coming out this week. I believe the episode we're watching is episode 7 or 8. I don't know.
Whatever the latest one is what we'll do, right?
I don't know. I'm like one behind.
I don't know. I'm behind.
I think
I'm
it's 8.
Two behind. Might be 8. Whatever came on this week, y'all, you get it.
Gives a shit.
You give a shit. Let's do this. Let's talk about this. Because
Boat Daddy is back, y'all.
Boat Daddy is back.
Our long national nightmare of Captain Sean, only with one episode.
My Captain Lee Cherry has been popped.
What are your thoughts? This is the first you seeing Captain Lee in his glory, his raspy, grouchy, his sayings. His all his idioms. Uh-huh. What do you think? What's your first impression?
I want him to take me out on that boat dock under the moonlight with no stars. I can see is his silver head cock. And then I want him to put on that captain's hat and I want him to raw dog me. Okay. Even if we're in international waters, I want him to raw dog me the American way in international waters.
No condoms.
No condoms. I want it Captain Lee boat balls deep. Boat balls deep.
Yeah, he's something, right? There's something about him. He's not the hottest guy in the world. And he has, because he's a man's man, he is showing his age. He's not like wearing facial creams and he's spent some time at sea. He still can get it all the time. He could have me for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and I would, and also dessert. I would not care.
Yeah. He could have you as many courses as Rachel's fucking dinner was.
She's fucking showing off. Now, she's talented enough, but deep down, Rachel is just as even though she's got a mouth on her, she's just as insecure as all the other chefs.
Even more. Yeah. I would love to see seen one episode of Captain Lee and I thought, if Mayhew from Below Deck Med was the chef on this,
God,
he would have ripped him a new one in 2 days.
No, he wouldn't have come back. He would have left, and Captain Lee would have said, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It would have been amazing.
Because for Captain Lee, it's not about It's not Captain Lee would have, they would have had a new chef for quarantine. It doesn't matter how good the food is. For Captain Lee, it's all about building an organization of people who he can count on. And yeah, that Matthew would not have flown on the My Sienna.
No. I got to put in a cough drop after doing that Lisa, baby girl Lisa. Single Life, y'all. It's coming out next
Single
week.
Life season two on Discovery Plus. And yeah. What we will do, like we already said, it's going to be on, this is our free feed you're hearing on our Patreon, $5 level, it's going to be, we'll be doing it. And then when it airs on TLC, you'll also get, you'll get it on your free feed. So I don't know who I'm talking to.
You're talking to people out there listening. Okay. So, y'all, the way that we do the show, we kind of talk about moments of the show.
Yeah, we're not going to do play-by-play for Bravos.
No, they're so they, I will set, kind of set this. I'm going to go first. We've set this at, y'all. It's there. They did this beach picnic. The group's an hour late, but they finally get there because of Captain Sean, who says he's not a micromanager. He just says, I'm hands on. He's a micromanager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I want to know, Poodle. What's in Captain Sean's bag of treats?
His magic bag?
His magic bag of treats that Captain Sean keeps saying, Eddie,
don't forget my magic bag. Don't forget my magic bag. Ha 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 ha. I just kept thinking of this McLaughlin Group sketch on SNL. God, this sounds like I'm really, really old. Where Dana Carvey was John McLaughlin, the McLaughlin Group, and he would ask, next issue, next. And he would just say, blah, blah, blah. What is, am I sane or insane? And they would say, yeah, you're insane, John. No, wrong. You're insane. He's like, wrong. I am. It's like everyone else is insane. I am sane. And they are trying to steal my magic bag.
This made no sense. And I think I was in utero when you watched this.
Oh God.
I was too young.
18 months younger than I am. No, you just weren't interested in anything that wasn't animated at that point or on the Disney Channel. I also need to bring up something because I've been thinking about it ever since you shamed me for not watching the movie Casper. And I need to point out that that movie came out in 1995. And how old were you in 1995?
Elementary school.
I know how old you were. You were 16 years old.
You saw
the movie Casper as a 16-year-old. What the fuck?
Everybody loved that song. Everybody wanted to sing it for the graduation.
11-year-old girls?
My cousins.
Yeah, I wasn't seeing
in fourth grade.
Casper.
I had to take them to go see it.
Yeah, you saw it as a 16-year-old boy.
Well, I had to take my cousin Ryan Tyler because Aunt Darla was busy and I got into it. He loved it.
Y'all, I was made to feel like a leper because I had never seen the movie Casper.
A lot of people knew that song.
By the way, I listened to that song. That's a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit song.
For everyone saying they listened to it in their room and singing it, I'm sorry. You need to know that the things you loved as a child, a lot of those were trash.
Hey,
and if you go back, you'd say that's garbage.
I said that. I said it was bad. I wasn't saying it was good.
But I need to reiterate, you saw Casper as a 16-year-old boy. Just putting that out there.
Hey, I don't know what's weirder. That or you saw something called like Don't Feel It when you were like 5 years old.
And I loved it.
You checked it out from the library, and the librarian, it was very confused.
Or just when I was, this has maybe been like last year or 2 years ago in the movie Cousin Rachel came out with April Weiss, or April, with Rachel Weiss, and I was like the only one in the theater. I'm like, ooh, Cousin Rachel, it's a period movie.
Wow.
Those are the movies that I want to see in the theater.
So you never answered my question. What's in Captain Sean's bag?
Oh, God.
I have no ideas, but I wanted to ask you.
I think there's always WD-40.
Well, yes, always WD-40. Y'all, and we know from last episode There's definitely a butternut squash in there that he can cut a hole in. Because he's into food and sex.
There's probably some type of like canned glitter that sprays on people or silly string. Yep. So he can get wacky.
Yeah, I bet there's one of those, like, you know, those little battery things that you turn on that have a little fan on the end and a mesh top, and they take off lint off your sweaters.
Yes.
He has one of those, but it's never been emptied.
Agree.
It's
I
very
also
full.
Think that there's probably a bottle of cyanide pills.
Oh.
That for sure. If something happens and he gets to a point where there's complete shame or there's an issue.
Yeah.
He can kill himself with dignity. There's also, and I'm certain of this, there is a little book of Mad Libs that are maritime themes. So when parties get a little bit, just a little less jazzy, he can bring out Mad Libs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you, I need a noun. Give me a noun. This is something that is, I walked to the poop. We're going to use poop.
That's funny. Cause you know, we don't poop on the boat. We keep it inside. I don't know.
Anyway, but yeah, anyway, that's what's in the bag.
He's very concerned with his bag. Okay, that was mine. What was your first thing that you noticed, Poodle?
The deckhand Jake is very flirty with the guests, and he is flirty with everyone else on y'all. His sex drive is very, very high.
So is it just the name Jake?
Possibly. I'm trying to think who I haven't known a lot of other Jakes my age. I've known younger Jakes.
I've known several porn stars, and they their stage names were Jake.
I think that's because that's a name that they've taken because they know it's very they know it's very strong and virile.
Sure.
It's also just a strong one syllable name.
Yeah, but I don't know if that. Yeah, I don't know if the reason they took it. It's probably because, you know, it's common.
That's not true.
Jake is common.
Not as common as Matt.
Look, nope.
We're not going to have this. We're not going to have this argument. My name is not basic.
It'd be more interesting if you were like Jacob Soboroff. I love him. He's cute and handsome.
My name is Jacob.
Yeah, but it's Jake. It's just, look, if women came at us and all the Matts and Jake that fucked them over, we would be here for a long time.
But I understand. I will say my name is not the most unique name in the world, but you are dead wrong to say that my name is just as common as yours. You just are. And we will do it. I will do a poll or do a common name test.
Do a poll.
About Deontay can fuck.
I meant to do that. I got to do that. You reminded me.
This is a war you're never going to win. So
I just don't have a song about my name about feeding a dog.
Well, at least it's in a song. Matt doesn't sing well.
It doesn't. Neither does Jake.
Oh, yes, it does. It's a long vowel.
Sure.
So Jake and I did see that clip.
He's very flirty.
He's very flirty. And I will say, we don't have the same level of meatheads of guys we normally have on the deck crew. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that they've moved away from that this last season of Below Deck Med and this one. We've moved away from that a little bit. But I still think that Jake and Wes are really hot.
Oh, yeah. And so you did see the clip of this season where you see Jake
with Fraser
and Fraser making out?
Yes. Yes, I saw it.
And what happened to you when that happened?
I honestly think it's just these British boys. They're there to be everybody's plaything. I just...
Is this wishful thinking?
I've known too many of them. They'll snog boys.
Again.
When they want to.
I don't. This might be wishful thinking. We might, as you said before, we might want to research this and get some more information before.
I've known way too many good time British boys who they like to drink.
That's true.
They like to drink. They don't have a lot of the same weird sexual hookups. Macho hangups that Americans do. And they'll have fun and kiss boys for sport or for fun or maybe because they're interested. Fact that he does talk about the Raina pegging him does bring something to my
brain.
Let's
just get that, y'all. We'll just jump to that now. We're jumping all over. But yes, not only does he talk about Raina pegging him, but he brings it up constantly. Y'all,
and you know what?
Someone likes a dick up their asshole.
And you know what? When he brings it up constantly, something in me comes up constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Jakes are insatiable.
He does something to me. He's not by any means my type, and that mustache definitely isn't my type. Uh-huh. He does something to me.
He's a walking antibiotic to me. I mean, he's attractive, but again, he is your type.
And honestly, Wes should do something more for me, but he's just not that interesting yet.
Not yet. He's not uninteresting, but he's a little more, there's a reserved feeling to him. Or maybe he's gonna
fuck the 30-year-old who picked up, who was an Uber driver, who picked up a hit and run driver.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Did you hear that thing? She's like, I'm in my 30s. I went, what?
She's 36. So wait, hold on. We're
sidetracked.
You skipped over something I wanted to talk about because you brought up both guys. Let's just do it now. Use the gift.
It's not huge for Jake.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say it's below average.
Oh, you think below? I think it's boyfriend dick. That's what I think Jake is. You think it's less than boyfriend dick or more?
It's on the edge for me.
I'm on the edge of boyfriend dick.
I think it's probably a little girthy.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
It's an uncut dick.
Okay. Good for docking.
Yeah.
Docking you want to do.
Had a good safe docking.
Good safe docking.
Everyone was comfortable.
It was windy, but we docked well.
Yeah, we docked well.
What about Wes?
It's good. Okay. It's a nice penis. It's not huge. It's a little above average.
I feel like longer and slimmer. I see that for him.
Yeah.
Kind of like a 2x4 with the end just rounded like a helmet.
Not a 2x4.
Well, you know, just kind of long.
Why are you coming up with these straight analogies?
All right, I've been in Oklahoma. My dad has been talking about houses he's worked on. So
2x4? Is that what we're using now? Why don't you say it looks like a can of caulking? I can probably say caulk and you don't even laugh anymore. This is a sad state of affairs. 2x4. You weren't even talking about the size. You were literally talking about the concept of a 2x4. That's the worst part.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's my thing about Jake. And he's even most interested in Raina. And who we find out later, let's just go ahead and say it. Right. Raina's been talking to a girl she met.
Woo!
Issa.
Okay, so Raina is the most sex positive of all.
Yeah, she's fun.
But I mean, Raina is, I think that's kind of her and Jake are a little bit of like, because they'll fuck anything that comes to them. Good for them. They are, what is that word? They are, what did they used to say like in the old times when they would say someone is worldly? They're worldly.
No, I would say free spirited.
I know, but back they would say, "Oh, that my that Jake Anthony. Did you see him? Did you see him hit on our lawn boy, our lawn girl, and our great mastiff? He's quite worldly."
Worldly. I've never heard worldly used in that term.
Really?
I've heard it as someone who knows a lot about the world.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I just don't know. What's your next one?
My next one is. Okay, so Captain Lee comes back, y'all. I'm going back where I can be me.
You're welcome for me introducing you to that song.
So I knew it before.
No, you didn't. You said, "What is this from?"
No, I didn't at all. So, golly, I cancel my watch. My mother is calling me like 4 times. I'm like, I'm in a podcast. It's fine. Anyway, Captain Lee shows up. He meets Captain Sean. They talk for a little bit.
I set the bar really high for you.
And then Captain Lee says, "That's great. Now get off my boat." And
that's vintage Captain Lee.
That's numero uno when I heard it. And I went, "What is that giggle coming from?" And I rewound
it.
He said it again. And I heard... It's my butthole.
Yeah.
It's making it giggle. There's going to be more giggles, y'all.
And he said, he had a good one today. He said, "I'd better sandpaper a tiger's ass in a phone booth."
Oh, love it. I love the saying. I love it. He's so, you know what I like about him, at least for me, my initial reaction to him, besides being he is sexy. He seems kind, not nice, but he seems kind.
He is kind.
And very fair.
He is very fair. He is tough. And you are almost always afraid of him.
That's, I think, why I'm turned on a little bit, if I'm honest.
He has high standards, but nothing is coming from a place of maliciousness.
No.
Or having to prove something to anyone.
No.
It's the exact opposite with Sandy, because like she wants to be either... the best one in the room, or she wants to get all the credit, or even Sean, who's trying to be some type of hard ass, and it's not earned.
Yes, whereas with Captain Lee, it's like I feel like he would just like say, "Captain Lee, to Matt, Captain Lee, can you come up to quarters immediately?" And then I get up there, and he's just wearing a captain's hat over his erect dick. And so then we have a meeting, and then he fucks me, as you say, or I say bangs me like it's high tide.
Yes.
And then I'm just laying there covered in salt water and briny lube, just exhausted. And he says, "Now get off my boat." And I go, "Whoa!"
That's a vivid image.
I really enjoyed briny lube.
Briny lube.
I don't Jesus. Know where that came
from. On the beautiful briny. Bobbing along on the beautiful briny sheer.
Oh, boy. What's your next one?
So I wanted to talk about the lame going away party we had for Captain Sean, who had only been there a day and a half. Y'all, have you had that? Where, like, let's say you have a temp at your office and they've been there like 3 days, and there's like a person in your office, like, "Let's say goodbye to them." And I'm the one in the office, like, "I don't even know them. And I'm not getting up to say goodbye."
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
That happened to us once at my Cubicle Warrior job, because we hired a guy and we needed someone who had office experience to answer the phones. And then he showed up and he was scared of answering the phones. So every time the phone would ring and he would look at it, I was like, "Okay," so I had already trained him. And I said, "Go ahead and answer." And he's like, "The phone? I need to answer the phone." I said, "Yeah, you got to answer the phone." He's like, "I'm scared of what they're going to say. What are they going to say?" I was like, "Well, just answer the phone." And so he answered the phone, and he, so like the law firm, you know, it's like, I'm going to make up a name. It's like Smith and Rappaport. He's like,
first of all, no law firm is that white sounding of a name.
No, it's
there needs to be at least 2 Jewish names,
which my law firm is. Yes, Eisenstein, and Soboroff, whatever.
There you go.
And so he answers his phone and he's like, "Eisenstein, Soba, Soba, Soba," and he hangs up the phone. And I just walk over to my boss and I'm like, yeah, he's got to go. And he's like, girl, because my boss is gay. And he's like, girl, he just got here. And I went, yeah, it's not going to work. And he's like, no, we can give him a day or two. And I went, it's not going to work. And so he had only been there for 3 hours. And I walked over and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to lunch now. And I said, why don't you just go to lunch all day? Because I think it's just not going to work out. And he went, oh, really? And I said, yeah. And he went, damn it again. And I went, oh, bless. And then as he's walking off, there was a girl that was like working there, like who hadn't been there that long, but was still newish and like people pleasing. And she was like, he walked up and he said, bye. It was nice working. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you. And she made that same face that all the crew makes.
That when Raina made.
Yeah. That Raina made.
He's like, Captain Sean.
I'm like, you bonded that quickly? What happened to you?
Go to a CODA meeting. You're codependent. Like, back off.
I wouldn't even have looked up from what I was doing if Captain Sean left.
I wouldn't have either.
Because like, oh, Sean. That reaction is one of the most annoying things possible. Y'all, no, Captain Sean hasn't earned anything.
He hasn't.
No one. One's like, oh. Even Eddie was like, yeah, no.
Captain the only Sean. People that are upset to see him go are the cucumbers in the fridge. You know what? On that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, Poodle's going to Poodle, what's your next teabag to tease?
Let's see. Oh, I can talk about... No, I talked about pegging already.
We can always talk about pegging on this show.
We need to talk about the... I don't even know what this says.
Oh, God.
We can talk about Towelgate. We'll talk about Towelgate on the way back.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Y'all, before we get to Poodle's teabag, I just took a call from my mother I'm seeing my mom tonight because I'm flying back to LA. She's picking me up and she said, oh, I'm so excited. We've got her boyfriend, his high school reunion, I think, like 40 or 50 years this weekend or whatever. And she said, oh, I'm very excited. I'm going to see you tonight. And I said, well, I'm excited to see you too, Mom. And she said, no, I've been at Chico's all day. And so she's like, I got all, you got to help me pick out my reunion stuff. Y'all, as Poodle says, gay sons and shopping. I mean, it's y'all, any of you that have gay sons, you're welcome if you like shopping.
I'm not even a fan of shopping, but I have to go.
You have to go. And does your mother ever send you pictures or ask you when she buys stuff if it looks good on her?
Yeah, we kind of stopped doing that because I just told her this is a weird area.
Your father never tells her she looks pretty in something anymore, and she needs you to validate.
Yeah,
that.
I just
yeah, that was it, fine.
Well, for me, I saw it going down the road you were on, and yep. I don't want to go there because
you will. Just get ready. It's inevitable, y'all. That is like gravity. That is that is Liberace's law. You are eventually going to have to help
the Liberace sequence.
Yes, you're going to have to help your mother shop for clothes.
I'll do it, and my mom will say, "I gotta show you what I bought," and I'll do it, and I'll engage, but she'll know there's a level of engagement that I just won't do. I've never, and I think I've kind of put that line out there to know where not to go. But yeah, she will say, "Look what I bought." She'll be happy with. She's more excited about telling me what deals she got and how she, quote, pulled one over on them.
Yeah, that's not my mom. She's not. But they do know her by name at Chico's at North Park Mall.
Chico's is way too pricey. My mother needs to go for the sale rack at White House Black Market.
Okay.
Or she loves, she said before, she loves Burke's Outlet.
She does.
Knows
Burke's
all
Outlet.
The all
she knows them there.
Salespeople by name.
Wow. We need to talk about the show because I'm depressed for us. Towelgate.
It's a long, dark hallway of a future.
It's a long, dark hallway for our future. Towelgate.
So are you someone who and this is me maybe being overly courteous or overly worried about what people think about me. If I'm in some place, I'm always going to hang up my towel and reuse it and reuse it and reuse it because I don't want this idea of people having to refresh towels to me feels wasteful to me. I think even on a boat like that, I wouldn't.
Especially nowadays, it's all about conserving water and things like that and less resources.
Y'all, these people, I can only imagine how many, if they were asking, Jessica says, you would not believe the amount of towels these people are using.
Because, y'all, this is only a two-day charter.
It's a two-day charter, and they have to ask for more face towels.
Like I would think—
What are you doing? How many like do I don't need?
One set of towels should last you 2 days. You should be fine.
Do you think it's just so they can ask for things? Do you think it's just to see what they can get out of, like— just to kind of see the hoops they can make people jump through.
I don't think we understand because we're not women, but no, I feel like I know a lot of women that, like, I don't know, is there a process we don't know about that takes more towels? I don't think so. I think you're right. I think it's just to the want of, like, they're like, oh, I'm on a luxury boat.
That's
I'll throw
it.
This down on the floor. I'll get new towels. And I just don't, as Mother Poodle says, wasteful.
I think that's too ingrained in me. And my thought is, why would I want to make anyone else go to so much trouble?
Yeah.
That's something for me to process. But
I agree.
It was so weird. And this is why I'm super concerned about Heather, because not only did she apologize to the primary, she said, "Here we go. Here's your towels." And she's like, this is unacceptable, really. She threw the rest of her crew under the bus.
That was my note, is you can say, here's your towel. So sorry
I'm
about
so
that.
I'm so sorry.
It won't happen again. And leave it there.
If she were to take, but she put a judgment on it. And which basically tells the primary, it's kind of a subtle way of saying, this is unacceptable and I will handle this. Heads will roll.
Well, it's also telling them, saying, I'm so sorry, I take full responsibility, but I really don't take responsibility.
No, no, exactly not.
So it's wanting to make yourself look good. But y'all, a real leader takes the shot.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
That's part of being a leader.
I will say, if I'll look at this from two Chief Stews, even if you think about Francesca from last season, who got mixed reviews, she would have said, "Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Stop it there." Or Kate Chastain would have said, "I'm so sorry that happened." Someone like Katie would have said, "I'm so sorry that happened. This is our fault. Sorry about that."
And would have taken that like collectively.
Yeah. And but boy, this putting a judgment, this is unacceptable. Yes, I guess that made the charter guests feel that they were in the right. But boy, you have demonized the rest of your crew.
Yeah.
And it's just the worst. Even if the person that they didn't know about it, this is not how you handle people.
No, it's not.
And it shows you how she will try to do anything to make herself look good to the detriment of the people working under her. And I'm going to say this right now. This charter's just not going to go well for Miss Heather.
No, it's not.
Or the season.
Well.
I'm sorry.
I started noticing then, but I really noticed it. We might as well talk about it now because we're not in sequential order anyway. That was one of my tea bags, was the conversation between her and Fraser.
Yes.
And she... When that conversation, I went, oh, you're not listening to him at all. He was approaching you as a person, and he just needed a little bit, y'all. People just want to know that they're heard and that they matter. And she did neither of those things for him.
She talked over him and negated what he said and said, you're just not seeing the bigger picture.
And then basically said, do better, which is not really constructive criticism at all. It's not a problem.
Constructive criticism.
It's true, though. But it's not a way. It's not a problematic, solution-focused way of saying, okay, so in the future, how do we navigate this? Yeah, what are your suggestions? Like,
it's all elitist doublespeak.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
It basically tells Fraser, you're fucking on your own. Fucking figure it out and make me look good. That's what it tells you.
Yeah. I guarantee you, even though Rachel loves
oil
her
and vinegar,
even though Rachel loves her right now, she's going to pop off to Rachel and that'll be it. I don't know if Heather's long for this world.
I think she'll finish the charter. You don't think she'll finish the charter?
You mean the season?
The season, yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm telling you, when it gets, you get like four charters in, that's when you're exhausted. And she will either have to make a big sea change of kind of being vulnerable with her staff, Captain Lee will see that she's not a good leader. Or yeah. even worse, she'll get into it with Rachel. That's what happened last season with
Fraser
Francesca.
Will push her off the boat.
Which I would be kind of fine with at this point. I'm not a Heather fan.
I'm not a fan or not a fan. But I don't love her. I'm just kind of like, eh. I like Jessica a little bit more just because we know a little bit more about her.
Yeah.
Fraser I like, but he really, I wonder if he's difficult to work with because that camera crew did him no favors in the moments. His face looks fucking Oompa Loompa orange and doesn't match any of his neck. It's horrible makeup. It's that kind of makeup where they didn't go all the way under his eyes.
Yeah.
So it looks like he wore tanning goggles in like a salon. Like at the back of that reminds me of Nathan O'Reilly.
No.
He was trying to keep secret that he was going tanning in the back of Video Advantage, you know, because that's where they had the tanning. And so, because straight guys don't go tanning. He was trying to keep it secret.
It's very not masculine. Yeah.
Yeah. And he wore especially in the 90s, and he wore the goggles and he went tanning and he had the goggles face around his eyes.
All
and
the whiteness.
He was made fun of mercilessly.
All from wearing goggles and Video Advantage.
Video Advantage. They had the best tanning machines. Well,
what made them the best?
Well, they were the cleanest. They were they were those curved ones because there was the flat ones. There was the flat ones like.
We've got to move on. I hate this.
I'm just saying.
I'm so sorry I asked.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Mane down the street, the hair parlor. They had the flat ones that people would go to because they were cheaper. Video Advantage would go more. It was a dollar more an hour.
We have to move on.
Okay, it's fine.
Oh,
God.
You ask questions.
I know. I had this feeling of, do I dare? Oh. Do I dare go back and descend the stair? And then
Delilah, the woman who used to run Crazy Maine, she actually closed down. Crazy Maine was a hair parlor, and she closed it down because she went to a mental hospital, actually.
Oh.
So she went crazy at Crazy Maine.
I prefer the term nervous hospital for mental hospital.
But I mean, like, but yes.
I got to go spend some time in the nervous hospital.
But it's like she knew, and so that's what she
in
named
an institution.
Place at. Yeah, because it was on Main Street, but it was called Crazy Maine, M-A-N-E. Anyway.
But the town, shouldn't it? Oh, I can't. That's two, it's the hat on a hat on a hat. Please, what's your next one? I'm confused and I'm angry because I have a lot of follow-up questions, but I need to keep moving because I'll be so frustrated by the answers. I'm sure of it.
So, y'all, let's talk. The reason why Dr. Lee, Crazy Eddie and Maine. Lee are talking. And so, Eddie, y'all remember, he's not the bosun anymore. He's the first officer.
I loved this conversation.
And a part, I guess I'm new to this, but kind of the first officer, if anything happens
assumes
to Captain
Lee, they
assume the duties. So he needs to know, like he has to tell his medical information.
This was super touching.
It was. They get along very well. It's really sweet. I'm liking Eddie more and more. I know I said he was like bro-y and frat, and I think he used to be that, but I think he's on the edge of kind of growing up a little bit more. I don't know.
He has a girlfriend now. I was reminded because I think Sissy Tracy and a couple others reminded me of how shitty Eddie treated Rocky in like season 3, I believe. That is true. And I remember having a problem with him then. His second season, I think he was back in like season 6 or season 7. No, he was back last season. I'm sorry. Which is 8. I liked him a lot more last season.
Well, they sit down and we find out that Captain Lee has AFib, which is basically he was born
arrhythmia.
With it. It's arrhythmia, and so he gets a regular heartbeat. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on a podcast.
I just play one in sex role play.
Wow. That was, again, Jake's insatiable. And so, but he said
open
that they,
up and say, ah.
And say, ah, when there's a ball gag in your mouth. And so they burned off parts of his heart. Like, I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm sure we're medical sissies can come at us. But Captain Lee, he kind of sits there and he's like, you know, when you sit there and you look at the jaws, you got a new perspective in life.
Got a new perspective on life.
And I was like, I feel like he is a sea cowboy. He should have spurs.
That's a motherfucking captain.
It is. And Eddie says, hey. And Lee says, don't you give me any special treatment. And Lee says, I'm going to treat you harder. And I went, wait a minute. I've watched a movie that started this way.
We were getting into a weird area where I was aroused.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Captain Lee says, I'll run your ass off if you don't. And again, I saw a movie that started with that too.
Yeah, it did get heated for me a little bit, but they have a really good
relationship.
The next
thing I know, a generic version of that Pirates of Caribbean song is playing and this TV's kind of staticky and some guy's getting DP'd.
Yeah, with a Jolly Roger on top.
Yeah.
Whoa. My next one, we won't talk about any more about shishuskas. I wanted to talk about the primaries leaving, saying, yeah, we kind of had a couple hiccups along the way with some towels and blah, blah, blah. And all I can think of is maybe you don't say this, say the details of little housekeeping details.
I think this is a
when you're
thing.
Leaving. Yeah.
I think it's a producer thing.
I just think, boy, there's just there. That's petty on top of petty.
I would
if there was a problem with the food, that would be an issue. And if someone had like smeared shit on your bedspread, that would be an issue.
Yes, but this, I don't think they should have, but they give him a decent tip, but...
No, it's not great, though. It's in the middle of the road.
And I love kind of going after when they have the meeting in the mess hall, and Captain Lee, like, says, so look, yeah, you can do all the great things you want, but two dings, and that's all people are going to remember. And then
he's right.
And then again, he just kind of throws their money at them, and that reminded me not of a movie, but an actual experience I've had. And this is maybe the hottest reality show with Captain Lee back ever watched.
Boat Daddy.
I'm breaking out the briny lube.
When he did throw the money, I went, oh. And my first reaction was to rub it all over my chest.
Yes. For me, it was just
your money's
like,
on the dresser, boy.
Yeah, I was just like, I saw that come at my face, and my instinct was to put it in my mouth like a pig and bend over.
There is some major role play energy going on.
And he's wearing all that all black thing with the
new captain's uniform that he got.
Ooh.
Was that the next one you were talking about?
That was the next one that I was going to talk about. Was the next, and so
and we've already talked about the situation where Fraser got Heather alone and was talking.
I don't have much more except for when they go out.
Let's talk about the going out.
Okay.
And also before they
leave. Have a good time. But remember in the morning, your ass belongs to me.
It always does, Daddy Lee.
And that's how I've seen several movies end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Good times. So, and Jake is still talking about pegging the entire time. Still.
Obsessed.
And dildos.
Oh.
I'm
calling it now. He's going to have an OnlyFans.
Oh, there's several who do. Several below deck guys.
Good for them.
Emil has an OnlyFans with a huge dick. Sadly, Racist Pete, who was on, I believe he was on season 7 or season 8.
Remember they edited, he's the one that got edited out.
He's the one that really edited out. And he has an OnlyFans now, and he has a huge penis because of course he does.
How do you know all this, Pooh?
I've been sent all of these.
You've been sent. How come on our Reality Gays business credit card, I keep seeing OF charge recurring?
That means only friends.
Okay.
That is my, that is the social network that I've been running.
I don't know if that's considered research, but sure, if you want to tell our accountant that.
I swear to God, though, most of these I get sent by about...
Yeah, you get sent. No one sends me anything, but you get sent them.
I get sent by 4 or 5 dick angels, I like to call them. Dick angels. And these dick angels of the internet.
Oh, okay.
And...
I believe there's angels among us
sending dick pics from somewhere up above.
They go to 4chan or OnlyFans, wherever they find them.
Show some foreskin.
And hope
something I want to let it in.
To show us that girthy dick. Oh,
sorry, Alabama.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've been soaking. It's what I've been doing. I've been singing that the entire day.
Oh,
I'm soaking to the east and I'm soaking to the west. I'm soaking to the girl that I love best. I've been soaking. Y'all, do yourself a favor and look up the music video of Clarence Carter stroking. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Okay.
I may post it in our Sissy Squad. I thought about it.
So they're going out drinking, and y'all, it's like Raina calls her mom because her mom had her when she was 19. Her mom and her are best friends. That's great. And so she calls her mom. Raina Raina is pulling. I mean, this was a bit of a Maddie when I was in my early 20s, a bit of a Poodle in his 30s of Poodle, what are you going to do tonight? I don't know. I'm just going to have some drinks. I don't think I'm going to make out with anybody or, you know, go home with anybody. I just want to have a quiet night. That's what's going to happen tonight. Cut to 3 hours later, Poodle is dancing shirtless on top of the bar and two guys are licking each nipple.
And then 10 minutes later, the Lazy Susan comes out.
Yeah. I just want to say, I'm not making that thing up about the bar. I've seen it.
They knew how to do what they needed to do.
Raina is getting hers.
So anyway, they're having fun. They're drinking. They're doing shots. The Fraser
Jake is
and
still talking about pegging, going out. He's and got her hand on her leg and all this.
They're already canoodling.
Good word.
They get back and Eddie's like, "Oh, I like your shrimp on your pants. Is that a foretaste of what's happening?" He's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You talking about my penis?" I'm telling y'all, Jake would easily be in an orgy. I'm telling you.
In fact, everybody goes to bed like responsible people, and at first it's just Jake, Raina, and Fraser are in the hot tub. And y'all, you know why? Because Fraser can sense this. And we've already talked about
it. He can smell it like a gay bloodhound.
He's like, I'm just going to lay the groundwork. Just going to lay the groundwork for this.
And I can see it at work because I've done it.
Because you've done it. And they're in the hot tub. He's like, oh, he's just learning. And so then he goes to bed. And then Jake and Raina, basically, you know who I felt sorry for with these camera people that had to stay up till 1:30 just watching them like not try to fuck?
Yeah. And also remember, this is like day three.
Yes. The first time going out. It's like, remember when you've gone out to a bar and y'all, and these are the days like before Ubers and stuff. So like you went out to a bar. And usually someone was like the DD or like maybe they had one drink and that was it. Like you want to be good. So you're the person driving home and you're just waiting for your friend that's completely blasted and they're making out with the busboy in the back of Mickey's and you're just kind of waiting for them to stop.
You're talking about me, aren't you?
It's because it's 2:45 in the morning and everybody's left and you just smell bleach and dead dreams because they're cleaning the floor and they're still getting felt up.
I appreciate you.
And you're tired and you just want to go home.
I don't remember those nights, but I'm sure I had a good time.
Those poor camera people. Call me. Y'all, let me know if you were that friend that just sat and watched your friends get it on with people and just waiting to go home.
Or you talked to the girlfriends, the queer dears.
They brought their friend there that's making out with you. And I was like, so where are you from? Oh, Chatsworth.
I love your hair.
I love your hair. Oh, Chatsworth's a long drive. Yeah. Well, I used to live in Long Beach. Oh, I love Long Beach. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of conversation you're having.
And while you're doing that, someone's getting a blowjob in the corner.
Yeah. And then, like, once I finally start to have a good conversation, I just hear, let's go. And Poodle comes in and just wipes the corner of his mouth and just walks out the door. And I have to follow him.
We need to go.
And then 10 minutes later, he throws up in my car.
We need to go. I don't need to be here much longer at the scene of the crime.
I just described the year 28.
Ooh, yeah, that was like 2008. Yeah, 2008, 2009.
Wow. Ugh. That's all I got.
Don't remember a lot of it.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's all. I'm excited to see the show.
Raina has a girlfriend in Mexico, remember?
Yes. And also, Eddie has a girlfriend. We didn't talk about that. I think. So Eddie's not single, so there are no more showmances for him.
No more showmances.
I think that's the show. That's it. That's the show.
I think it's a slow start, y'all, if you're new to Below Deck, because even Below Deck Meb is a little bit of a slow start. I actually think this is going to be a good season. What do you think now that we're a couple episodes in?
It's going to be dramatic.
I think so, too. I think way more dramatic than Below Deck Med.
We've got a really dramatic charter starting that looks a little sketchy, and Captain Lee going, morons.
And kind of violent, a little trigger warning looks a little abusive. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Y'all, you can go to realitygaze.com to see all of our show information, of our other shows we're covering. You can get our live show information. There's a Linktree link where you can get that information as well and see our new live shows. I believe we had some tickets available, but our New York show, our Saturday, is officially sold out. So our Saturday nights in Chicago and New York are gone, y'all. So you can't go to either of those shows. There are tickets for the Friday night of Chicago and the Friday night of New York City.
Yep.
And again, we want to remind you, if you're going to New York City, especially on the Friday night show, Thursday night, watch what Crappins are going to be doing the Crappy Awards. So, hey, we encourage you, go see them.
We've heard people doing their double teams, because there's nothing like a good double team with Watch What Crappins and Reality Gaze.
It's true.
And we're not going to do sex stuff with you, though,
no,
unless you're a guy.
Or someone, especially if you're someone's husband.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Go to, you guys, if you're going to the shows and you're worried about going alone, we encourage you to, if you're on Facebook, join our Sissy Squad, because we actually have dedicated threads where people, sissies, can meet up other sissies going to live shows and things like that. So if you want to go, but you're like, I don't want to go by myself, or Carl, will you go with me to sit? Okay, you won't. All right.
He's never come out of that den in 20 years.
And Shooter's got those rolling wheels on the back of his leg, so he can't ride on a subway.
It's not dog cart accessible.
Yeah, it's not. So if you're a Carl's wife and you're going to the show by yourself, go to our Facebook group and ask for, and you meet up other sissies in the squad. And I think they're planning meetups.
There's a lot of sissies going to our LA show solo.
If you're coming to LA, they're planning meetups and shit we're not affiliated with. So if someone dies, it's not on us. But
I promise you, y'all, I promise you, you're not going to feel like an outcast if you're there by yourself.
I can guarantee you this. Yes. If you come to our live show, you will meet your people.
Totally. I promise. We'll be talking to the audience and people who are there solo. Raise your hand. Talk to somebody, because all you have to do is turn to someone to your left and go, the bitch is a bitch is a bitch,
and they get you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Poodle. This is fun to do, y'all. We'll see you around then, Ben. But
what?
What is the sign off for this show again?
I knew you were just. I just need to launch this. And y'all, we'll see you next week. But for right now, we say anchor the gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.